The dead zone in the Gulf is believed to be caused by excess nitrogen used by farmers in the 31 states that drain into the Mississippi and ultimately into the Gulf of Mexico. The dead zone causes problems for the fisheries in the Gulf. A study published in the scientific journal Estuaries predicts that an action plan put together by a government task force might not go far enough. Michigan Sea Grant Director Donald Scavia used computer modeling in the study.
What we tried to do here was take three different, very different models and ask the same question of those models to try to get an answer.
The answer was the same. The government task force plan to reduce the amount of nitrogen reaching the Mississippi River by 30% is not enough. The models indicated a 35 to 45% reduction is needed to shrink the dead zone by half in the next 10 years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.